Good day, folks. I'd like to welcome you to another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. I'm Hoss Lowe. On October 12, 2018, an accident on the QE2 near Red Deer claimed the life of Canada's number one rodeo fan. Darryl Polovich was one of the most recognized faces in the sport of rodeo. Darryl was born in Peace River, Alberta on September 19, 1972. He spent his schooling years at Rosary School in Manning and then went on to Paul Rau High School in Manning. During his youth, he grew up on a quarter section farm in the Manning area owned by his father and mother, Elmer and Paulette Polovich. They raised horses and Darryl and his brothers Dwayne and twin brothers Darcy and Darren. He loved the horses and spent time learning to train horses and teach his cousins and other youth to ride. After graduating school, he worked in a local sawmill as an equipment operator and then went on to graduating Grand Prairie College, receiving his Class 1 license and got a job hauling logs to the mill where he worked. After a time of learning to drive, he moved to Coaldale, Alberta with his brother Darcy and began a career as a cattle hauler, a job which he loved for the rest of his life. After an accident in Saskatchewan, he was confined to a wheelchair and moved to Edmonton. Over the years, Darryl returned to his love of the sport of rodeo. He became known as Canada's greatest rodeo fan. He was known by cowboys, contractors, committees, and spectators. He was also one of the most photographed rodeo fans in the sport. Darryl traveled to every rodeo possible, and in 2017, he traveled to 70 rodeos and watched over 100 performances, which included high school rodeo all the way up to professional rodeo. And in that same year, he was given a gold membership card by the Lakeland Rodeo Association, as well as the Wild Rose Rodeo Association. And when he attended pro rodeos around the province, a close friend gave him her companion pass to help him enjoy the professional rodeo. In my 28 years as an announcer and a radio broadcaster, I met Darryl sometime in the mid-1990s, and he has remained a friend for many years. Darryl's inspiration to every competitor was well known throughout the sport. It didn't matter what event or the age group, Darryl cheered every competitor on and never missed a chance to wish them well on their next rodeo. Professional rodeo announcer Dustin Edwards said it best in his Facebook post after Darryl's passing. He will go down as one of the most genuine people I've ever met. He embraced his situation and lived it. He didn't show up to a rodeo, finals, fashion show, or parade, or anything else for personal gain. He was there because he loved it, loved the people, loved the lifestyle. All he wanted was to say hello, cheer you on, and drive to the next one, and mean every word of good luck, buddy. I hope you enjoyed your walk through the gates, my friend. Rest easy. The sport of rodeo and everyone who knew him will miss him dearly. He was an inspiration to all and a friend to the world. In life, we all have friends, and few are as genuine as Darryl Polovich. The family will have a funeral for Darryl in Manning at the Battle River Ag Hall on October 20th, 2018, and a celebration of life will be held at Pinoca a short time later. Many rodeo fans will come and go, but few have the impact our sport as much as Darryl has made on this sport and the people in it. Ride easy, my friend. Your work here is done. That's it for another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. But remember, folks, actor John Wayne once said, "Tomorrow hopes that we have learned something from yesterday." I'm Hoss Clow. Have a great day.